is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here, presuming everything works right. And I think it's going to. It's taken a little while to make everything connect correctly here this evening, but that's because we're not where we normally are. We're normally in our studios in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, but today we're about 2.5 hours away from Keene, about 3 hours maybe away from Keene, at the Rogers Campground, which is in Lancaster, New Hampshire. And we're here with probably a few hundred other like-minded, liberty-oriented peoples. We've been talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival here for quite a while. We've been promoting the fact that we're going to be here live, and now we are here live. So welcome to Porkfest 2011.
You know, my wife and I were out at the little playground, and Jack was climbing on the monkey bars and swinging, and I was just looking around at the mountains, and Rogers Campground kind of sits on the edge of a bowl of mountains here in the White Mountains in New Hampshire, and it's just amazing. You couldn't be in a more beautiful place.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Actually, of course, as is typical for these particular broadcasts, we do have special guests that will be sitting in with us, which is kind of breaking format, I mean, to some extent, for Free Talk Live. I mean, Free Talk Live is an open phones panel discussion with a pro-liberty viewpoint. And normally we'll just take calls from anybody about anything, and we will still do that. The phone lines are still open at 800-259-9231, though we've got all kinds of interesting people here at Porkfest that could, you know, in theory, be the people that would be on the phone lines, but now they can actually sit here in the studio with us. So we'll also be opening up the third microphone here in the studio to talk to, hopefully, all kinds of interesting folks. Some of them will be voices you've heard before, and others will be people that we've never met, we've never heard of before. They're just going to be, you know, floating in and presumably enjoying themselves thus far. Jason Talley is actually going to start us out here tonight. The managing director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Jason, always good to have you here.
Thanks, great to be here.
Yeah, so when did you get in?
I've been here for about 3 hours, but most of that time has been setting up tents and looking for people and stuffing bags for the people that have registered at Porkfest.
Right. I saw the bags. They look nice. And, of course, it seems like at least 100 or 2 maybe are here thus far.
So far. I mean, there's been people that have been selling food already, so there's already commerce taking place.
And yeah, I had a quesadilla earlier, and it was very good.
Nice.
Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231.
I was walking down what is going to be Agra Valley, and I was looking at all the little businesses there. Lots of bumper stickers, lots of T-shirts, lots of sort of informational packets, and plenty of people selling glass, things of different types, either smoking pipes that are glass or little trinkets that are made of glass. There's the free aid section, which is, I guess, people just volunteering to offer medical attention to people who might need it, giving classes on CPR, that kind of thing. There's the Agra's drinking fountain where people can get alcohol to drink. Lots of that going on. And food, lots and lots of food.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. And things are going to, I'd imagine, start somewhat slowly compared to maybe Friday or Saturday. A lot more people are likely going to show up for the weekend. But then again, this is my first time here all week. I mean, we've been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and broadcast from the Porkfest here for, this is what, our fifth year, I think, now?
Thereabouts.
I think it was 07 when we were here the first time. So
I was here last year at this point, Monday, and it wasn't nearly this busy, but the Porkfest this year is a week long, so you see a lot of people taking advantage of that.
So you'll be able to come up here and join these hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are going to be here. We've got a decent amount of them in the room tonight. I imagine we'll probably fill this room at some point throughout the week. But stay tuned. Plenty more from Porkfest to come. We still have regular Free Talk Live content here tonight. Mark, what do you want to share with us?
Well, I've got a news story. And just when you think it can't get weirder, more oppressive, stranger in the United States, it does. This is out of Corpus Christi, Texas, from KZTV10.com. This is a television station's website. This isn't the news of the weird. This isn't, The Onion, where they tell stories or anything like that. I want you to understand how bizarre this story is.
You're building suspense.
I'm doing my best. This lady, her name is Gonzalez, first name Rosalina. Got 5 years probation. They were good to her. They were nice to her. They gave her 5 years probation for spanking her daughter.
Wow. I mean, I'm not in favor of spanking.
We have not spanked Jack. There's been moments in time when I thought that kid needs a whack, but that's not the way we're doing it. But you know, let me read this story, and you'll just because you know you're thinking to yourself, she has to have beat him with a belt, right? She has to beat the little girl with a belt, right?
Well, I'll go fetch me a switch.
Right. Had to have been a one of those wooden spoons. Something broke the skin, left welts. Something. This week, a local woman avoided jail time, but her case was made it clear that the local prosecutors and judges will not tolerate what used to be a much more accepted practice. Back in December, police arrested Rosalina Gonzalez for injury to a child related to the spanking of her daughter, who was nearly 2 years old at the time. It was her daughter's grandmother who noticed red marks on the child's rear end and took her to Driscoll Children's Hospital to be checked out. Red marks. Wednesday, Gonzalez was in court to plead guilty to the charge after reaching an agreement with prosecutors. She'll be on probation for 5 years, and during that time, we'll have to take parenting classes, follow all CPS guidelines, and make a one-time payment of $50 to the Children's Advocacy Center. But before she was let go, the district court judge, Jose Langora, made it very clear to her that, and everyone else, that a simple, straightforward case of spanking is a crime. You don't spank children today, said Langora. In the old days, maybe you got spanked, but we're in a different quarrel. You don't spank
different
children.
Quarrel.
I don't know, but there was a different quarrel. I have no idea what he means by that.
Isn't a quarrel an argument?
That's my understanding of the term, but okay. Likely this judge is probably using one of the less common, more archaic
gotcha.
Uses.
Is that the first ruling of this kind?
I have never heard anything like this.
I've never heard it either, yeah. I know when I was in first grade, my government school teacher would hit me with a ruler. Where's the vigilant government then?
Right. The principal at my schools would smack me with something, too.
Oh, yeah, I'd paddle, too. That's right.
Well, I was just hearing somebody talk about on the air yesterday. Maybe it was Free Minds Radio. I don't remember who it was.
On my show, it was Jamie Crane.
Right. Was it the story about some teacher or a principal like spanking kids on their birthday or something like that?
Oh, right. Yeah, that story. That was not Jamie Crane, but yeah, they were just giving whammies though. It's a padded hockey stick.
Right. So it's okay when the principal at the school does it, but mom does it here, I mean, clearly
the judge. And just to make sure that she's beaten into the dirt about this, the judge says, "You don't spank children. You understand?" Gonzalez answered, "Yes, sir." Gonzalez currently does not have custody of her 2-year-old victim or her other 2 children. She's working with CPS to get them back. But until the state feels that she is ready, the kids will remain with their paternal grandmother. I hope this isn't the same grandmother that accidentally turned her in, but, you know, whatever. I can see why any of this these mistakes would have been made. Who would have guessed that this would have happened? The Texas Attorney General declined to comment today on the legality of spanking. Not going to give – this lady just got sentenced, but the attorney general won't comment on the legality of spanking.
Well, why should they say anything to you?
Yep.
I mean, clearly it's illegal. She's been found guilty.
The judge said so.
It's just bizarre. The CPS spokesman did tell us that spanking is considered criminal when it injures the child. And then they have a paragraph here that says, Texas law allows the use of force, but not deadly force, against a child by the child's parent, guardian, or other children who's acting in loco parentis. But most parents do, in fact, use corporal punishment in the form of spanking, at least occasionally, and most do not, in fact, consider it abusive. Experts disagree about the advisability of either of ever spanking a child. Some say that combined with other methods of discipline, mild spanking of a child is harmless and effective. Others claim that I'll claim that it's effective. I don't necessarily believe that it's harmless. Others claim that other methods of discipline work as well as spanking or better, and I think that may very well be true. I've certainly seen some evidence of that.
Well, this is something we've talked about in the past, and you've always kind of been an advocate for spanking.
No, I've been an advocate of leaving people alone and figuring out, let them figure it out.
Well, I remember you being an advocate in the past. Maybe you've changed your mind on that, and that's great. I hear you say you don't do that with Jack, which is your son, and I think that's fantastic.
I don't have 3 boys.
I think spanking really teaches kids that violence solves problems, and that's a real lesson I wouldn't want my kids to learn.
This is crazy, though.
More coming up. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. We're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. 800-259-9231.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. We are live on location at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. The scenic view is incredible where we are, although we're kind of set back in the room. If you actually go up to the windows or stand outside, it's quite a mind blower. And if you're not here, well, it's not too late to get here because things are just getting started today. People are getting their campsites set up. Vendors are getting their vending going. There's, I think Mandrick is here from mandrik.com, M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com. He'll be selling his baklava and gyros, and there's some all kinds of other things. Pad Thai, I believe, is here, so Thai food, as I understand it. I don't know, what else have you all seen around? Quesadillas are here as well, and Jason Talley's with us.
Precious Metals.
There's some agarist ice cream and some salads for sale.
Ooh, if it's the agarist ice cream I've had before, then I can highly recommend that.
It's a Liberty Bell ice cream, and their slogan is Liberty in Our Lifetime, Ice Cream in the Meantime.
That's cute.
They're also doing adjustments, chiropractic adjustments out there for
great.
In the Agarist Alley.
So, yeah, all kinds of products and services available here, and I imagine more will be available throughout the week, as folks may not necessarily be showing up here on the first day of the 2011 Porcupine Freedom Festival, but certainly there are a lot of hardcore people here. And let's hear it. Thank you, guys, for coming out here. Hardcore Monday. There's a whole week. I don't know if they're going to be this energetic by the end of the week. I mean, all the alcohol and the various other things that might be floating about.
Well, I went to the family mixer here. I got it at 4:30.
How'd that go?
The Liberty Bell ice cream was being dished out, and there was a lot of finger painting, watercolor painting, some drawing going on, lots of kids' activities, and, you know, families getting to know each other.
So would you say that that's going for, is that different from last year, or did they have that last year?
I think that everything for the families has been expanded hugely this year, just to make sure that people have things to do, and this isn't. They don't want to build completely as like an adult partying event, because it's really not. There's the kids. They do their thing. They're largely obtuse to what's going on otherwise. Yeah. And
that's a fun time in a campground for a kid, right?
It is. There's the water park here and all kinds of fun things to do.
Yeah, the kids don't realize that things are being sold without permits because they don't know what permits are. And they shouldn't know what permits are. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've got a story here somewhere. I don't know if you guys covered this last night about the because Mark is now doing our Sunday-only, internet-only show. Did you guys cover the lemonade stand?
$500?
Somebody has been, it has happened again, and we'll get to the details here on it in a little bit.
You don't want to flesh out this spanking issue?
Oh, was there more to the spanking thing?
Well, that's the story, but I mean, don't you think it's shocking and weird? I mean, this is one of the, to me, this is
I'm not shocked
one of the
anymore.
Craziest stories I've read in the last few months.
Is it really shocking? I mean, it's the same country where people who take pictures of their kids in the bathtub get child porn charges. Is this really that shocking in that light?
That light, it's not, but I think that most parents, if they were confronted with the idea that spanking was now a felony, they would be they'd be amazed. They'd, no way, that can't possibly happen.
I missed that point. It was a felony.
It's a felony. She got
this in Texas.
She got 5 years probation, but that's an incredible amount of probation and really hard to do. They make probation so that you fail. CPS took her kids from her. And she hasn't gotten them back yet. She's, she's indentured to them. And, to me, I think that this is one of the biggest stories of the year, and it's probably just going to get shoved under the rug.
All right. Well, okay. Well, we can comment further on that. That's fine. I think that I can't agree with how this lady disciplines her children. I think there's a real problem with spanking. But I also, what is a higher priority for me is to allow other people to be free and to have their families and whatever weird sick rules they want to have for their families. So for me, it's hands off. I'm not interested in this woman's way of raising her children, but I'm also not the kind of person who's going to say you can't do that. I may tell her if I were her friend, if I knew her and I found out that she were spanking her child, I may have may talk to her about it and let her know that that's uncomfortable for me, and that if I had a child, like say her child's same age, I would say to her that I wouldn't feel comfortable allowing my child around her for fear that she might use that same kind of parenting technique on my child.
That's really unlikely.
When you think?
Absolutely.
Well, that's her tool that she uses with her child. Why wouldn't she use the same set of tools with someone else's?
The same relationship with other people's kids as you do with yours. I mean,
I see where you're coming from.
It's many, many parents spank, and very, very few parents go and spank somebody else's kid. That would be bizarre behavior.
That's what I would tell her, is I would not feel comfortable having her around my child.
Okay, well, you can say whatever you want, and your child at this point is fictitious.
I'm right. Did you want to talk about the issue or not?
Do you think a female fictitious child would be fictitious?
That's very cute. So, Tally, do you guys want intelligent to say?
Do you guys watch the show Mad Men? It's based in the 60s about the Madison Avenue advertising campaign. They always will throw scenes in there that will shock the audience. Like one time, one of the kids was walking around in a dry cleaning bag that's made of plastic. but then one time they did have an episode where like this stranger disciplined a child, and then the parent looked on and like it was no big deal. So times are changing. I would like to see less spanking. I'd like to see less violence, but I certainly don't trust a violent organization like the government to get involved and take away families, take away children from their parents. Like
this is not the way to make it happen. This is not the way to change society. Of course, people believe it is. I mean, they're trained when they are growing up. They're trained to believe that if you want to change society, then just pass a law. And then, that means bringing the cops in to threaten violence against everybody. And, of course, as we've seen with the war on drugs, that tactic just doesn't work.
You know, I think that what this says to most people is the government is prepared to get right off in your business. I mean, this, to most people, is just the kind – this is family business and has really no – the government has no role whatever. And according to their own rules, Texas law allows for the use of force but not deadly force. Spanking is not deadly force. So this judge essentially is doing what, you know, so many people talk about, legislating from the bench, changing the rules of behavior inside the house. I agree. Spanking, probably not the best way to deal with discipline. I don't know every circumstance. I'm not going to claim to know what's the best in every single circumstance up to this point. My wife and I have been able to manage a 3-year-old boy without spanking, but that doesn't mean that it's impossible, not possible to do it anywhere. So,
well, your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have. If you can have only one, you can see it at Ruger.com or check it out at your local gun dealer.
We're here at Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Or not Lancaster, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire.
See, you're catching.
We're in New Hampshire, Lancaster, at the beautiful Rogers Campground. And that's one of the things that tends to go on up here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. For those that are into their right to bear arms, this is certainly a friendly place for that. There are people carrying not just firearms here, but there's at least one man with a sword that I've noticed here in this audience. So,
Highlander.
That's definitely happening here.
There can be only one.
And so we'll continue at 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for you, your thoughts about what you want. Doesn't have to be about Pork Fest or spanking. You can bring up anything and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. More from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 in moments.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter and backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, antiviral and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tagler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tagler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tagler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tagler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there free, so do enjoy those on us, features including listening options. You can go and listen in via various different methods. Of course, our internet streams, we have broadband, we have dial-up flavors. They operate around the clock. So anytime you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com and learn more also about our 104 radio stations from coast to coast, the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way, our satellite listening options like XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air KU-band channel and more. So go get the details and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com. We're here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've got Jason Talley with us from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Always nice having you.
Thanks. Always good to be here.
And we're actually going to take a phone call here because we can
chime in if you feel like.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though we're here on site, we still have our technical capabilities, and so we go to Jim listening in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying Pork Fest.
Certainly am, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you again, Jason. Met you back in Chicago a couple of years ago for your meetup. But
all right.
Hey, I wanted to bring up, I found this interesting movie on the internet here.
Sure.
It's a horror film. It's called The Tunnel. It's like a Blair Witch Project type thing, except it takes place in the underground subway system of Sydney, Australia. And supposedly it's a pretty good movie, but here's the interesting thing about
That's what they said about the Blair Witch Project.
But this was supposed to be a lot better than that. But here's the interesting thing about this movie. While it's got some decent reviews, it's the distribution method they're using for this movie.
Hmm.
They're releasing it for free on BitTorrent.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
This is
how are they making money?
How are they making money? Two ways.
Yeah.
You can either go to the website and buy the DVD. It's got all the extras and features that you come to expect from DVDs. Or you can buy a frame of the original film for $1.
Oh, neat.
And
fantastic.
It's shot in film?
It's shot on film. And
they're
just releasing it on BitTorrent. The only good thing is that the BitTorrent version of the movie has a warning message on the front saying that this is the BitTorrent version of the film. If you enjoy it, please go to our website and support us.
I think that's a smart way to
do it. I'd love to hear if it works out for them because, when people talk about intellectual property and defending intellectual property, and I'm not saying that I don't think that there's some validity to the arguments, but I think that the two biggest things that they defend are prescription drugs, mm-hmm. The drug companies, and blockbuster movies. That you just, in a world where there's no IP, then you won't have blockbuster movies. And I'm really interested in seeing whether or not that's the case.
You mean blockbusters? Not just the video store, but a blockbuster movie. Because blockbuster movies is going out of business.
Right.
And we still have intellectual property.
The world's changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just finished downloading the torrent. I haven't even watched this yet, and I already like the movie.
Fantastic.
I think this is just an amazing thing, and I'd like to see more independent movie makers follow this. Follow this distribution method. Obviously, it isn't going to work for, some romantic comedy or that sort of thing, but you get, like, horror or some sort of a text.
Well, why wouldn't it work for that? Why wouldn't it work for a romantic comedy?
Well, I wouldn't imagine most of the people that go into torrents would download a romantic comedy, but that's just...
So you're suggesting that torrent users are over... So you're suggesting that torrent users are overwhelmingly young and male and therefore wouldn't be interested in that?
That's kind of the sense that I get. But
has anyone actually done any demographic?
Wrong on that.
Has anybody actually done demographic studies? I mean, because there are a lot of ladies that use the internet, and many of them are very, very capable. So why wouldn't they be using torrents as well?
Well, they might. They might be. I'm just. I mean, this is just an opinion. I don't have anything backing it up one way or the other. I'm just basing it on my small group that I hang out with. And like I said, I hope I'm proven wrong on that. But
the tunnel sounds like it might be a romantic comedy. Here, let me read the byline to it. It says, an investigation into a government cover-up leads to a network of abandoned train tunnels deep beneath the heart of Sydney. As a journalist and her crew hunt for the story, it quickly becomes clear the story is hunting them. Then a wacky wedding scene. The tunnel.
It's cute. Hey, thanks, Jim, for the call. Appreciate the heads up tonight at 800-259-9231. You know, the more experimenting that we can have in the world of so-called intellectual property and coming up with alternative distribution methods, the better. To give people the opportunity to profit in new ways.
Well, this is a way for somebody who's making a film who, doesn't have the normal distribution systems to get people to see their work. And I think it's awesome, and I sincerely hope it works for them.
Your thoughts. Welcome. 800-259-9231. Was there more that we needed to cover on this spanking issue? Is there anything else that needs to be said about it? I think it's a terrible thing to do to your kids, but I don't think anybody needs to go to a jail cell for it. If you have friends who are spanking their kids and you disagree with them, I think the best thing you can do is communicate, and if they won't change their ways, then ostracize them.
Yeah, I think that this is the government just jumping into people's business far, far too much. I mean, it's scary, the idea that a judge just interprets the law. Clearly, I mean, it's not written in the fashion to go after people that are spanking, and just decides to interpret it as child abuse and a felony at that, not even a misdemeanor.
It's one of those issues, though, where it's hard to get behind the person who's doing it, right? I mean, because I don't agree with what she's done, but on the other hand, I don't think that what has been done to her should have been done.
Well, I don't think she's going to do it again.
if she gets out of jail,
if she gets her kids back, she's not.
It's a felony charge, right?
Indeed, she got 5 years probation.
Oh, she took a plea bargain?
Yes.
Okay.
She got 5 years probation, but her kids have not yet been returned.
Right. So that's a pretty bad punishment right there.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Jason Talley here from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Hey, Jason, we're here at the Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition. Last year, there was a fairly visible presence from the CD Evolution Fund in that there was a fundraiser that went on here. What's going on this year?
So this year we're going to build on the whole Jefferson Dance Party thing. We have some of the people that did the disobedient dancing in Washington, D.C. are actually at Porkfest this year. Eddie Freeman, who I think we're going to talk to pretty soon on Free Talk Live, and then Adam Kokesh is going to be here. I was there, just a bunch of great people. So Saturday night we're going to have a dance party after Soapbox Idol, which might end at about 10, and then we're going to do the what we call the Dance Dance Evolution. It's actually the Oomps dance party, tech, house music, dubstep, DMB, whatever that is. But it should be a good time, and I think Hannah has a song that she sang on the steps of the Jefferson Memorial State Free Dance, which has some pretty clever lyrics.
Right, which, of course, is to the tune of Safety Dance.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. Very cute.
Yeah, and so also Saturday at noon, Eddie is going to join me on a panel discussion along with John Kurtz, who's from Orlando.
Right.
And he's been he's with Orlando Cop Watch. And
correct. OrlandoCopWatch.com, I think, is their website.
I believe that's right. And so he's been videotaping people who are trying to feed the hungry there. But they keep getting arrested.
Yeah, that's right.
Orlando is cracking down on...
There's been more than 20 people arrested in Orlando for feeding homeless people in a park.
There may have been more today. I mean, I've been just pretty disconnected from the internet. I've been driving up here to Rogers and trying to get all the studios set up, so I haven't had a chance to touch base. Normally, these feedings of the homeless, or excuse me, just feeding hungry people. You don't have to be homeless. If you're hungry, you walk through the park and grab a sandwich or some soup or something like that.
Until the cops show up.
Correct, and then they arrest the people that are serving. But it's my understanding that happens on Mondays and Wednesdays. Today's Monday, so there may have been more arrests earlier today. I have not heard the news on that.
Well, John might be heading to Porkfest, so I'm not sure what happened. He's been doing a great job of covering it. We've been watching his videos, and he's been doing some great work. And CD Evolution, of course, covers we support the good people who disobey bad laws, and he's certainly a great guy for doing this.
Well, what I think is great about this is that Orlando must have changed dramatically since I lived near there, because there was always all kinds of crime. You'd watch the local news. There were several news channels. You know, it was wall-to-wall local crime. And clearly the cops must have handled that if they're going out arresting people that are feeding homeless people in the park.
Right, you're talking about at least a dozen cops, the last I saw.
Well, the crime is that they're not allowing them to feed the homeless people, that the cops are getting involved, and that needs to stop.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. Maybe you're down in Orlando and you know how things went today at the feeding or the arrests. If they happened, please share with us. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Ring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You could dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And maybe at some point here, I don't know when, we'll drag Jason Osborne in from SACL CAI, the guy who's behind the Fun Compound, which I've not yet seen. I'm not sure where it is. I haven't even had a chance to really get too far outside the studio, managed to throw my tent up. And I do mean throw. Somebody had one of these instant tents here last year, the Coleman instant tent, and they were really just saying how great it was. So I went ahead and I picked one up, and they are really exactly as they're advertised.
You just catch a little air, and it opens up?
It's almost like that. It's literally a minute flat, your tent set up, which is pretty sweet. So that was cool. I got that done. I got everything set up here, and I'm excited because I know there's just so much going on here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, Jason Talley is here with us. Mark stepped away. We've got actually Eddie Free here with us tonight. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Now, you are the very same Eddie who was one of the folks arrested at the second dance party, the Jefferson Dance Party. Jason Talley, you put together the dance party originally in Washington, D.C. back in 2008 when a young lady was arrested for dancing quietly. She had her headphones in, was listening to her own music quietly, just dancing there at the Jefferson Memorial in celebration of Thomas Jefferson's birthday. You were there videotaping that along with a few other folks.
And dancing.
Yeah, and you were dancing as well. But apparently she was singled out because she dared ask the question why.
Which is a great question.
Why she was asked to stop dancing.
Contempt of cop.
Yeah, and make sure you get right up on that mic there, Eddie. That way everybody can hear you. So then you put together this next event, and that was at the time when Adam Kokesh from Adam vs. the Man and you, Eddie, and some other folks ended up getting arrested in a fairly violent manner by these police.
It was Eddie that put it together. He actually heard you on Free Talk Live discuss it and had to take action. And then got Adam Kokesh involved, which was great.
That was it. It started with Jason. Jason was just going to celebrate the ideas of natural law and what Jefferson brought to the country. And so we consider that the dance party number one. And listening to you, Ian, you had given out the challenge to DC activists and. I guess the next day we created the Facebook, Dancing at the Jefferson, and And we got a hold of our friend Adam, and he was body slammed. It went viral, and the rest is history.
And then, of course, the following week, you came back out, this time with hundreds of people behind you. What looked like to me, Tally, you said it was 40 or 50 people dancing. It looked more like 70 to 100 people to me just from the video that I saw. Eddie, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I would say easy 60, 70 people at least were dancing around the actual memorial.
Now, before we get to what's coming, because it's not over in D.C.,
by all means.
There's a part of the story that I found out from you last night. We were at a pre-Porkfest party last night that I don't think has been really told. And I think it's the most important part of the story because I'd mentioned on the air before that in one of the videos of the third dance party, this massive one, the most recent one, in one of the videos, I noticed that as people were getting pushed out like cattle from this, you guys danced for 15 solid minutes, maybe about 20 minutes solid before the cops started rolling in and trying to get everybody out from the rotunda. But as people were being pushed out, I noticed that there were still some people dancing. And I thought I saw Meg McLean in the background.
You did.
There's a gentleman in our audience who says he was there. And maybe we'll bring some other of these folks in here to talk about this in a moment. But my question was, well, whatever happened to those people? Because I had asked the question, was anyone arrested? And I figured, well, if nobody was arrested, that must have meant that everybody eventually left. Like, yeah, maybe they held out for a couple more minutes, and then they eventually left at the police's suggestion, shall we say. But that's not how it panned out.
No, it was actually more than just a few minutes. There was a group of three or four that danced for 45 minutes after the majority of us were aggressed against and pushed out into the steps. You know, the way they had divided it out, the memorial was in the middle, and they brought the riot team along the left side, and that got the majority of the dancers out. But Meg McLean and our friend Jeremiah Privé and several other of our friends, a few of our other friends, stayed within another section. They were they ended up being cornered off and circled by SWAT, and they kept dancing for 45 minutes, and they left at their own accord.
Now, that is that's the best possible ending to the story that I could have imagined, because I saw those people in there and I thought, well, they must have gotten pushed out. But you're saying they set the time when they left. They left when they felt like leaving, and the cops literally just stood and watched and waited?
Yeah, well, I mean, they had so much bad press from the previous weekend with the body slam and the chokehold. They were obviously under orders not to fire or not to kidnap anyone.
I was surprised by that. I figured that at that point they'd gotten all the cameras out, so it was just going to be open season on whoever was left. I mean, I'm really impressed that people did stay behind in that way, and even more so pleased that they weren't aggressed against.
It could have confused people that were watching our live stream, and we had about 2,000 people watching the live stream at one point, because I was positioned right outside the gate. They weren't allowing any more people inside the rotunda there, but they put a metal fence all the way around, and they left a little narrow gap for people to exit. And so there were people that were, they couldn't move because there was a big crowd there. So you'd have cops right there push people through, including like elderly women and things. And so they felt like they had to clear that area, even though they're the ones that caused it. But from my understanding also, no dancers were stopped. And that was a big improvement over the previous week.
Yeah, absolutely, which makes me think this next one is going to be even more successful, because usually a little bit of courage shown by just a few people can have a real inspirational effect on others. And I'm hoping that some of the folks that maybe were there at the third one and were dancing but allowed themselves to be moved out will be inspired by people like Meg, who's normally a fixture on the show. She's been out of town for a few weeks, but she's normally on Tuesday nights on Free Talk Live. And hopefully that she'll be inspired, or that others will be inspired by people like her. And then you'll have maybe 20 people staying back. Because what would you say, 6 or 7 people stayed behind?
I think actually it ended up going down to about three or four people.
It's hard. They're hardcore, man, because
because when it first happened, it was 60 to 70 people that rushed the memorial, rushed in and started dancing. And every one of them were willing to go down at that moment.
That's true. And then that counts for a lot. But the one critique that I heard from people on this was that there wasn't anybody that stayed behind. And it was wrong. That critique was wrong. There were people that stayed behind. It's just that they the mainstream news media missed it, although, Eddie, you said there was one report where those folks were actually mentioned.
Yeah, it was either ABC, NBC, or Fox. It was a mainstream news crew that caught it.
Did they actually get footage?
They actually got the footage of them dancing and actually walking out on their own accord, and they even reported.
Wow! Now make sure you get right up on that. I apologize.
Yeah, they even reported that they had left on their, like I said, on their own accord when they were ready to quit, which was 45 minutes after we'd first started.
And we still don't know why they shut down the memorial either. They had this big sign outside expecting a big crowd that said memorial closed and everything was gated off. But they still didn't give a reason. But did dancing shut it down?
Well, the haters were blaming us for shutting it down, but clearly it was the state that shut it down. We don't have the authority to shut down the Jefferson.
No, the more people that are there, the better.
And that's typical, too. We've heard this a lot in Keene, where there's been a lot of civil disobedience. So, for instance, when Meg and I and a few others were arrested for standing in front of the police car last year, they blamed us because of what, you know, the fact, well, the cops can't get to, to help people that need their help. Well, they didn't have to be there in the first place, aggressing against a young lady who was simply enjoying an alcoholic beverage in the park. Mm-hmm. They could have gone ahead and gone on real calls where real crimes were happening, or more specifically, there was the incident at the jail where a dozen people were arrested. And that, again, they had to bring out every single cop in the vicinity for this. They had all the Keene police that were on duty at the time. They had a Swansea cop, which is the town next door. They had the state police were there. They had the sheriffs. And they had jail guards as well.
It's just clearly fear-based. I mean, they brought out officers with machine guns to protect the Jefferson Memorial from dancers. They had M4 machine guns.
Wait, you mean that didn't make you feel safe?
I actually felt terrorized.
Well, you should try suing them in their own court system. Maybe that'll make things better, right?
Yeah. We don't play in their church.
Right. You can't do anything within the system, so you just have to laugh at it. And I think that was one of the parts of the dance party that I thought was great, because it really didn't, it didn't take them seriously. It didn't allow them the legitimacy that they feel they deserve. Well, this is a solemn monument. We need respect. Well, maybe this is how you show respect. Is it necessarily true that dancing is disrespectful? I don't agree with that.
Well, Jefferson liked dancing. We're there to celebrate him, not the state.
There you go. 800-259-9231. All kinds of more folks to come. Eddie, can you stick around, maybe talk about what's coming next for the dance party?
Oh, you bet. For
fantastic.
Sure.
Fantastic. And, Jason, thanks for coming on. I think we're going to try and get Meg in here, somebody else that was actually there, because you were there, too. But cdevolution.org for Jason. We'll come up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask nutritionists about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.